and Ernie.
Mac and Cheese.
Batman and Robin.
Hall and Oates.
Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
Some things are bitter in pairs.
Use your imagination.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
High school graduation, mm-hmm. The end of the high school year, you know, end of June is coming up very fast.
Some grads are coming up here right away.
Grads are happening.
Heart, of course.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk to you about grad quotes.
Oh, boy.
Because, of course, in your high school yearbook, when you're in grade 12, you're graduating, you get to have a little quote under your name.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, you know, I've known you for a year now. I never asked you what your yearbook quote was.
I had to think about it, and it was just such saccharine, treacly, cheesy thing. I believe it was, always dream a dream and have the courage to make it come true, or something to that effect. It was just, oh, so hokey.
That's so sweet, though. Do you want to hear mine?
Sure.
Because I can play it for you.
You can play it.
I hope there's going to be a lot of people in the audience that I hope understands this reference, but here we go.
And Washington and Michigan! And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House!
Yeah! Yeah, so that is Democratic nominee in 2004, Howard Dean, who everybody thought had a strong chance of becoming the presidential nominee that year. But he made that weird, funny noise during a campaign rally and apparently just ruined his chances of being taken serious as a president.
That scream is just...
Yeah.
The best.
So, like, no joke. Under my name, I'm going to go home today. I got my high school yearbooks at my house. I'm going to take a photo of it. I'll post it on our Facebook page because it says, and we're going to go to Washington to take back the White House. And then it says,
I will dig. I'll dig out my grad photo, too, out of the yearbook and get a picture of that, too. But
because I feel like. Yeah. Yours is perfect for you because you're the sweetheart of the group. Oh, you know what I mean? You're the one that's got, you're the optimist, you're the sweet, you're the emotional, you're the grounded one. I, on the other hand, am the one that people have trouble taking seriously. So of course I'm going to have something ridiculous like this random quote from 2004. So keep that in mind. I graduated in 07. Mm-hmm. That joke was already 3 years old when I put that in my yearbook. And now it's 14 years old, but it's still so funny to me.
See, if I did that now, I'd probably have a Homer Simpson quote or something in there. I don't know what the reference would be from 1995.
1995 Simpsons, that would be like, what, season 6?
Maybe. But just 1995 in general, what kind of a quote, like your quote... came from
I did 04. Not have relations with that woman.
I Bill Clinton reference. I don't know what it would be from 1995.
Tell us what your yearbook quote was or what you wanted it to be.
I call it Titanic. The movie is 2 years away. I don't know what it would be.
Give us a call, 306-783-3699. I got to do it one more time, Reader.
White House!
Yeah! Nick and Reader are two big dudes.
Fox FM orders their announcers by the pound.
Gotta pay the price.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Right before that song, I said, I'm about to do something that I never thought that I would ever have to do ever again.
Yeah.
Mow my lawn.
Well, that's a bit anticlimactic.
No, it's not. I'm really bad at mowing lawns.
Really?
Yeah. So growing up, I couldn't mow in a straight line, and I got my lovely father, refused to let me mow the lawn because of how crooked it looked.
Oh my.
So, and I swear I wasn't doing it on purpose to try to get out of doing chores. I just am not very good at mowing lawns. Never have been. I don't think I ever will.
Now, did you go in a back and forth pattern? Did you just go around and around and around?
Did the back and forth because you wanted it to look like a golf green.
Oh.
My dad loves his lawn. And that's why I don't mow lawns. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, Nick, don't you live in a house? Yes, I do, and it has a lawn.
Oh.
Well, my old roommate used to mow the lawn, because I would shovel the snow.
Yes, I remember that arrangement.
Well, guess what? I have to do both now, and I'm not looking forward to it. I don't have a huge lawn, by any means.
No.
Just, I've been putting it off for a little too long, and I gotta do it.
What do your new roommates do?
I don't know. I haven't asked them.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like it's just, it's on me, you know? My landlord low-key said, hey, you know, we got a new lawnmower in the garage, so it's probably what I'm going to have to do.
Probably take it out for a spin just to see how it works. We happen to have a lawn here, so just, you know, see what happens.
Now, Reader, you grew up on a farm, mm-hmm. which is essentially a big field, and you probably have to cut grass sometimes when you live in a big field. Do you have any lawn mowing tips for me? Because I feel like this is a skill I should have mastered a long time ago, but never did.
Go around, check your lawn, make sure there's no surprises lurking in the lawn, whether it's big rocks or random. Well, I guess when we were kids, we had toys in the lawn and stuff that we had to watch out for. But make sure there's nothing that's going to suddenly interrupt your nice lawn mowing as you're just going along and all of a sudden have it go firing through the mower. You don't want that.
What if I just don't mow my lawn?
my advice is always the same. Buy a goat.
Buy a goat?
Let it graze.
I think either a goat or I'm going to try to con some neighborhood kid into mowing my lawn for very little money.
It's 2018. I don't know what you think very little money is.
I don't know, like a buck.
I hope you enjoy mowing your lawn.
Well, I'll just buy a goat then. I'll use that money to buy a goat. And I'll name him Reader to spite you.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader.
They do their own stunts. Poorly.
This is the last publicity stunt you are going to do.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
I capped off my long weekend. The only way that I wanted to, really. On Monday, I got up regular time, made a big, huge breakfast.
Nice.
And I started binge-watching TV shows on Netflix.
Oh.
Started How I Met Your Mother again. It's been about 6 or 7 years since I've watched How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, let's start. Let's do it. Whew, that was a mistake.
Really?
That was a big mistake. I'm in deep.
Now you're committed, you gotta go through.
Every ounce of free time in my life is now dedicated to crushing 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother.
So is your ringtone gonna be Let's Go to the Mall?
By Robin Sparkles.
Robin Sparkles, yeah.
It's a great show. I think it's my generation's kind of, it's Friends for my generation. I was probably a little too young for Friends, and How I Met Your Mother came out when I was like, I think 15 years old.
Okay.
So it's been a long time. You know, that show came out in 2005. How incredible is that?
It's funny to think that that's a long time ago, but it is 13 years ago.
13 years. Well, the craziest thing, too, is that it picked up like almost immediately after Friends was done.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like there was no turnaround. I gotta say, though, binging, not a good idea.
No?
That's what my parents do. My parents are retired, so all they do is binge TV shows. I can't do that. I'm starting to realize what a time bandit binging TV shows is.
Oh, it eats up so much time. You can just sit there, well, there's only one episode left. I may as well watch it. I'm got nothing else going on. So yeah, play. Okay.
Oh, it's only 20 minutes. Because yeah, they're short episodes.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, like, I started on Monday and I'm almost done the third season. This is my life right now.
20-minute episodes, you can knock off 4 of them.
Yeah.
In about an hour and a half.
It's crazy. And I think that you and I should start a helpline. We have a helpline here for people who binge TV shows too much. It's 306-783-3699. We are here to help. We have got a lot of experience in binging TV shows, and we can help you through it. We also want to know what shows you're binging too, because it makes me feel better about myself that I spend at least 2 hours a day watching How I Met Your Mother, that I know other people are doing similar things.
True.
I know a lot of people right now are watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. A lot of hubbub around that. But, like, for me, I do that in a day. As soon as the new seasons come out, I just watch them.
My trouble is picking a show to binge.
Right? Because sometimes you start one and you don't get hooked.
Yeah, and there's so many. Like, do I want to start watching this? Do I want to deep dive into this? I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to help you through your binging, and you're going to suggest something for Reader to binge. And all you need to do is call us at 306-783-3699 or message us directly on Facebook or our free Fox FM app.
Nick and Reader, two guys looking for pierogi suppers. Distance doesn't matter.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I had a new experience last night, Reader.
Really?
Okay, some lovely gentlemen from SaskTel came to dig a hole for me to install our fiber optic internet. So now I got super fast internet, and I love it.
Cool.
But I think they may have gotten a little too close to one of my power lines.
Oh.
Because I'm not an electrician, but now my bathroom lights won't turn on.
Hmm.
So I know that there's a breaker. I went into my furnace room, and the breaker is flipped. But it doesn't want to flip back. So I think something's wrong, and I'm not an electrician.
Uh-oh.
So you know what my solution was?
What's that?
I took a leak by candlelight yesterday.
By candlelight?
Yeah. Ah. I did something that I'm mortified of doing as well, too, this morning. I clipped my fingernails at work, and I know that it's just disgusting, and I'm ashamed of myself for doing it, but I need light to do stuff like that. Like, I couldn't shave this morning.
Are all the lights off in the rest of your house?
No, just in the bathroom.
Ah.
Yeah, the bathroom, and I suppose the furnace room, which is right next to my bathroom, is also on the same breaker.
Yeah.
Everything else is fine, so I didn't even notice it until right before bed last night when I went to brush my teeth. I brushed my teeth in the dark. So, what do I do?
I guess until it's fixed, just either continue to just roll by candlelight or use the handy flashlight app on your phone.
I mean, I'm never going to turn down another opportunity to get more candles, but like, that's a weird thing. I don't think I've gone to the bathroom, let's say, outside in the dark before,
mm-hmm.
but there's not necessarily a target that you need to hit when you're outside in the dark. Usually it's True. Just in a field or something.
Mm-hmm.
But having to, you know, hit a pretty small target, by all accounts.
You have to take great care.
Yeah. This is why I need to go to, like, adult school. You know what I mean? Because, like, things like this happen. Like, electricity stuff that I can't comprehend. I called my dad, and thank goodness my dad knows what to do, but he can't be here to help me, you know nope. what I mean? So, I don't want to shock myself.
So, in the meantime, is someone coming to look after your electrical problem?
I suppose so. I'm going to make the call today, because, of course, last night I didn't find out until it was too late.
Oh.
So, I'm going to make the call today as soon as we're done, and we'll see. If not, I'm going to have a couple more fun stories of me going to the bathroom in complete blackness.
Fun.
It's like I can set up a dark room or something in the bathroom while I'm at it.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.